Hey everyone, sorry we missed last week, but we're going to try to break a record and make up for it this week. We're going to do this within 3 minutes. What will it take to break God's silence in my life? Boy, how many times have I asked that question? That's the challenge for this that's going to come. I really got it from a message that I heard yesterday at church about why do I feel alone if God is so near? But I'm going to say it this way. What will it take to break God's silence in my life? Are you asking that question? In Mark 1:10, it says, as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. So it was a peaceful kind of splitting. And a voice from heaven said, so God spoke. I don't know. Raise your hand if you'd like to have heaven open up and God speak in an area where he has supposedly been silent on lately. So if you raised your hand or raised your heart, listen to this. It could be that we've either gotten sidetracked and we just need to turn back again and just say, here I am. That happens constantly in our lives. It could be that we've tried to fit God into the way life was before we met him. We can't do that. Let me know today. Let him know today that you want his joy, not yours. His joy is absolutely perfect. Ours is absolutely flawed. But here's the meat and the bigger reality of God breaking the silence. It's like any good movie or a good book or a good song when there's silence. Or how about, maybe I just thought about this, when a baseball player hits the ball, you know it's possibly a home run. There's all this, there's just silence. Everybody stands up. Or the song goes silent, and we're waiting on it to get back in rhythm. There's a reason for that. Why is there that silence? Because something great is about to happen. Now, what I'm saying is that if you feel like God is silent right now, often it could be that that's a sign he's about to communicate something very important to you, and he needs your full attention. When God gets ready to open the curtains, there are those whose arms are waiting wide open to hear. And then there are those whose arms are folded and they completely miss it and find themselves out of rhythm again in life. And they're just beating their heads against the wall. So draw a circle. Name your river. In other words, maybe it's someone you need to forgive. And you need to step into that circle. Call them, write them, or whatever. Maybe it's to forgive yourself. Maybe you just need to write that down. Or maybe you need to cry out to God. Maybe it's to remember that God's timing is perfect. Remember back on a time where there was silence. And then when, as you demonstrated faith and he opened up the curtains, you were there and your arms were wide open. God's never going to let you get out of rhythm. Just remember that. And remember that the silence sometimes is there to get our full attention. I hope that helps. God bless.